This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything for that first initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little bit later in the program. We will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Starbucks. We'll tell you how you can win that. Just a little tip to the show. Just listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joining us this week in studio, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Good morning, Sean.
Great to see you. Malia, how are you doing today?
Excellent. We didn't blow away last night in the rain, so that's good news.
Yes, exactly. Holy moly, that was that was a little freaky for a while there. That is for sure. We mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll have a new one this week and a chance, as I mentioned, to win a fantastic prize. You guys have a $25 gift card for somebody. Let's, before we get rolling on today's topic, talking a little bit about anxiety, let's talk about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and do the question and answer for that one.
Yeah, so thank you for all of those who listen and call in. We really enjoy kind of getting to talk to a few of you as you call in with the answers each week. So last week's question of the week was, according to the National Funeral Directors Association, what percentage of Americans are choosing to be cremated today? And I know you're just all dying to hear the answer. And the answer is 48.5% of Americans are choosing to be cremated, and about 45.4% buried.
That is, and I think for a lot of people, it's pretty surprisingly, I see more cremations than burials, but does, I think, for a lot of us make sense. So I mentioned the anxiety word, and one of the great things in working with you guys at Klaus Financial is reducing anxiety. And for people who, if you're listening or watching or reading day in and day out, stock markets, global, all these things going on, it can lead to anxiety. So let's talk a little bit about kind of those basic principles, those things that when you work with the folks at Klaus Financial, when you have a plan in place, what are some of those principles that people really can use to kind of help keep them grounded and help us relax a little bit during certain times?
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up, Sean. This is an area that we spend a lot of time talking about over the past few years on our show, and we just like to go back through it here and there to remind people to basically stay close to the path of your direction, where you're headed, and which eventually, hopefully, is retirement. And so those investing principles are fairly simple, but we just want to have those top of mind for everybody. The first one being diversification. Everybody hears this, and everybody has a different feel as to what that really means. And for some people, they think they need to have 6 different banks and 6 different financial advisors in order to be diversified. And what we're really talking about in order to be diversified is making sure that you have perhaps a certain percentage of your portfolio in cash, in equities, which would be stocks, and in debt, which would be bonds. The way in which those are allocated will greatly be affected by the point in your life that you're investing. So obviously, time frame's a big point here. If you're younger, you're probably going to be more aggressive. And as you get older, you're going to be pulling back a little bit. So being diversified definitely means being across all asset classes, across all sectors. And some people will say, well, I've really got this great stock, and it's done really well for me. And, I like a portfolio with, 10 stocks. And, I just met with someone yesterday, for example, that told me that they had, in 2009, $250,000 invested in Lehman Brothers. And what do you think happened? And that's one stock. They lost it all. So my point being, diversification means, you know, don't get cozy to one certain company, one certain stock, because that could definitely throw your portfolio the wrong direction. Know your risk profile. How much volatility can you really tolerate? Now, CJ will laugh about this, but really right now, everybody says, oh, I can handle volatility. It's not a problem. Look at the market. It's going up. I'm handling that just fine. But we know as soon as we start seeing corrections, that's the real test. So you want to make sure that you are not comparing yourself to your neighbor. We don't know what their whole situation is as compared to yours. So just make sure that you're having as much risk as necessary in your portfolio, but not so much you can't sleep at night.
And it's interesting when you bring up that you know, knowing your risk profile, also talking with, you know, your neighbor. And, you know, one of the things you often hear is people will talk a lot. If something's doing well, they love telling you all about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Things not going so well, they tend to kind of hold back that information. And it sometimes, I think, gives people kind of a warped perspective of what where they should be and what they should be doing and what their plan should be and what that strategy should be.
Right. And we're enjoying such a nice upside of the market right now. So you could close your eyes and you'd probably be okay with whatever you picked today.
Yes.
But as CJ can tell us further, trying to time the market is not something anybody that we know of can do very well. Is that true, CJ?
Well, again, I've said this on the show before. My crystal ball is on back order. But when it comes in, I'm going to start timing the market. No, you can't. It's very difficult to time the market. If you ask me over the last 3-4 years how many times I thought the market might correct, it's actually been multiple times. And granted, we've actually had little pullbacks here and there. I haven't been completely wrong. But there's really been no significant drawback, just so people realize, for the better part of almost a decade now. Remember, 2008, second worst correction in the history of the market, 55% correction, peak to trough. That was 2008. It's 2017. So again, trying to figure out when to time the market is difficult, and therefore, sticking to your guns, remaining diversified in an allocation that you can tolerate, whether it's going up or down, is one of the critical components. And so, you know, principle number five is time is your greatest advocate when it comes to investing. Start investing now. Compound interest has huge effects over longer periods of time. So time, it really, really matters. And then finally, the last financial principle is seek professional feedback or guidance. Cannot emphasize this one enough, and I realize it's somewhat self-serving, but seek an accountant, an attorney, an insurance agent, whatever it might be in that area. Even if it's in a small way, ask their opinion and their advice.
And some of that also goes, you know, you mentioned getting that professional feedback and having the guidance there, kind of going back to talking with your neighbor. Well, my neighbor knows his stuff. Well, again, what the neighbors need is probably stroke their ego a little bit and say, oh, you're doing great, and I'm going to do the same thing. Whereas having a professional, somebody that watches this stuff, where the interest is what realistically and have an investment in, what realistically can we do? Very, very important, important to have that feedback, have that guidance. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled out KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to take more of your calls. We'll also talk about what a NUA, N-U-A is. We'll get clarification about what that is, and if I'm even coming close to pronouncing it right. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll get you on the air. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, down to the telephone number. Coming up the next segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. So I mentioned just before the break, NUA, NUA, What is new? Is it newer or is it just NUA?
Sounds like a disease.
Yes, it does.
So this is kind of a complicated topic, and I'm going to try to, you know, summarize it so that everybody can understand. But it is really interesting. So NUA, it's not NUA. NUA, net unrealized appreciation. So that is what we're going to be talking about today, and it's talking about the appreciation, again, not depreciation, the appreciation of a company stock inside of your 401k plan. So NUA refers to the appreciation of the value, as I mentioned, inside of the company stock and held inside of your employer-sponsored retirement plan, so like your 401k, 403b. And it's talking about that stock from the time the stock was originally placed into the account to this time it is distributed. Again, take, I don't know, Epic, and you have a Fidelity fund, and you have a Vanguard fund, and then you have your company stock inside of there. Okay. And you've contributed to that company's stock. And so your contributions are considered what is called the basis of that stock. And then the appreciation is what's considered the unrealized appreciation. So for an example, say an employee receives or buys 100 shares of their company stock inside of their qualified workplace plan, also known as a 401k, when the stock is $50 per share. And then 3 years later, the stock appreciates to $80 per share. The current market value of $8,000 would consist of $5,000 of basis and $3,000 of NUA, net unrealized appreciation. So that growth is considered the unrealized appreciation. Well, here's where this matters. When planning for retirement, we find that many clients actually have this situation. And if they were to take and do what's called an in-kind distribution, again, in-kind distribution of that company stock into an after-tax account, they would only pay income taxes on the basis, and the growth would be capital gains taxable. So Kraft, I have a client with Kraft stock, had $100,000 of basis and $700,000 of value. He took advantage of the NUA in-kind distribution. By the way, he was over 59 and a half, so there was no penalty, because if you're under 59 and a half, there could be a penalty on the distribution for the basis portion. He ended up paying income taxes on the 100,000, was still a pretty big deal, but here's the kicker. The other $500,000 or $600,000 is now capital gains taxable at 15% instead of ordinary income taxable, and he could sell it at any point.
Ooh.
So again, trying to get a complicated topic on the radio, it can be complex to try to understand. Here would be my advice to you. If you have significant amounts of company stock inside of your corporate retirement plan, be careful just diversifying it inside of your 401k right before you retire, because you might be losing out on an NUA opportunity, you know, if you do that too quickly. So come talk to a professional about NUA.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joining us this morning. Telephone number 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So is anything with the NUA, you know, you mentioned this seems like one of those things that if you're armchair in it, you probably want to make sure you have somebody working with you to do this properly.
Yes. I'll let Malia talk about some of the things to be aware of when you do a transaction like this.
Right. So the first thing to know is, as CJ's pointing out, is it is a strategy where it can help you reduce your tax situation. So the truth of the matter is we can't eradicate all your future taxes you have to pay. There's no way to do that. You will pay taxes at some point, but we have preferable taxes than others, and that's the whole point for this particular strategy. So disclosure, usually we like to put this right out there at the beginning. We're not accountants, but we do work with our clients' tax advisors to make sure that if the NUA is available to them based on what we're seeing, is it appropriate for their specific situation? Because sometimes people have various other investments to be looking at the same time, and this may or may not be a good scenario. Maybe the person's trying to take care of a lot of debt that particular year. There could be a whole bunch of different situations. So just move slow. I think that's one thing people pick up from us is move slow, have a professional sit down with you and look at this before you just roll it into something and then realize after the fact that maybe I could have saved a lot of money. Another point, as CJ said, this is we're referring to in your company plan, your company stock. And what people don't realize is, you know, 401k plans have been around now since 1978, employer-sponsored retirement plans like that. And people accumulate this company stock without even realizing it. It's not till they go to retire and they go, oh, I didn't even realize I had that much in my own company stock. So the NUA strategy does apply only to that company stock. Other stock within your portfolio does not apply. And so that stock can just be rolled over to an IRA. So just understand that fact. And finally, we also talk with our clients about making sure they're never too heavy in their own company stock. So this is actually a discussion point, you know, for years prior to retirement. As I was speaking earlier about Lehman Brothers, I mean, being whole in one stock only or very heavy, more than 10 to 15% in one stock, is probably a little too risky for most people looking towards retirement. So we want to just make sure that you're taking a closer look, a deep dive with your advisor, with your accountant before you execute any of these strategies.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about who is a good candidate for an NUA. We will do all of that next and take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning talking about the NUA or NUA and learning a little bit about this, and we'll get some more details on that. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have a Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. As we're talking about NUA, you mentioned, you know, people who may have a lot of stock in their company. That's one thing that you probably want to consider. I mean, what are some of the other factors when it comes to am I or am I not a good candidate for an NUA?
Yeah, well, let me just remind everybody as we kind of close out this segment here that we could do probably an hour or two seminar on this particular topic, and we're trying to cram it into a quick show here. So the idea for us is to give you, you know, some tastes of what is it to be looking out for and what is the general concept of this strategy so that you can do some pre-qualification to say, hey, I think I should talk to somebody about this. Please, please, please do not go, oh, perfect, I'm going to go do this tomorrow. Wow, there's a lot of complexity to it. And truth be told, when we run through the whole gamut of all the qualifiers for whether people should be doing this kind of a transaction, a very small percentage of our clients actually end up doing it. Okay. Because here's some qualifiers. The stock actually has to be highly appreciated, right? That's number one. If you have a lot of stock, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's highly appreciated. It could be you have 100,000 of basis and 10,000 of gain. Mm-hmm. That would not be a great circumstance to do an NUA transaction. You also typically need to be in a higher income tax bracket. You also typically have to have funds off to the side in savings, checking, or an after-tax account to actually pay for the income tax wallop you'll take when doing the in-kind rollover of the basis to an after-tax account. But let me just tell a couple people a couple things to be aware of. Two big mistakes that we see people make when it comes to rolling over their corporate retirement plans, and this even includes when they have a financial advisor, believe it or not. Mistake number one, retire at 55, 56, or laid off, whatever it might be, and immediately roll over those funds to an IRA because your financial advisor, of course, wants to manage your money for you. Well, why would that be a mistake? Because separation from service after the age of 55 says if you leave it in that corporate retirement plan, you can actually make distributions without a penalty. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas once you roll it over to an IRA, 59.5 prevails. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two that we see is financial advisor comes, talks to you. You're a few years away from retirement. You have a lot of company stock and they say diversify. Now, is that advice bad? No, it's not bad. But what are you missing when you do that? You just diversified away your ability to do the NUA transaction potentially. So make sure before you just go and boom, you know, take their advice and diversify out of that stock, take a look at that NUA transaction to see if should that be a component of what I'm trying to consider doing. Because you can do the NUA transaction and then diversify thereafter, right? It's not as though one is mutually exclusive of the other. But once you diversify inside of that corporate retirement plan, NUA is gone.
I, by the way, proclaim this topic a success. Because I understand it. So
wow.
If I understand what we're talking about today, it is an absolute success. And it is something that I don't think we've ever covered this at all.
We haven't.
Not too often.
Years and years, maybe it's come up here, but never
well,
in
such a... You didn't catch it the first time we talked about it, Sean. So obviously the second time around.
Yes. Great information as always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn plenty about Kloss Financial from the website. You can also sign up for the newsletter, the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a fantastic tool. Great piece of information each week with just a snapshot shot of what's going on. Of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In our discussion of NUA strategies, we are discussing appreciation of company stock or depreciation of company stock. Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. Don't forget that number as well. That is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get to know you, kick the tires appointment. They would love to see you. CJ and Malia would love to get to know you. All you got to do is give them a call. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.